Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
NOAA has awarded a $95.4 million contract to JAG Alaska, based in Seward, to upgrade the NOAA ship Oscar Dyson, a key research vessel supporting Alaskan and Arctic fisheries. Starting after the 2026 field season, the year-long overhaul will modernize the 20-year-old ship, extending its service life and improving fuel efficiency, safety, and scientific capability. Planned upgrades include a variable speed propulsion system, Tier 4 generators, advanced fire detection, and expanded single occupancy crew quarters. Commissioned in 2005, Oscar Dyson is central to monitoring Alaska pollock, one of the world's largest commercial fisheries. While the vessel undergoes maintenance, NOAA will adapt other ships. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan praised the project for supporting the local economy, ensuring sustainable fisheries. Managed by NOAA's Marine and Aviation Operations, the ship is expected to return to service in 2028. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Anchor Point man has pleaded guilty in connection with two 2024 shootings in Homer that targeted a recovery center and a family planning clinic. 30-year-old Josiah Kelly accepted a plea deal on Monday, admitting to five felonies, including weapons misconduct, assault, and terroristic threatening. Kelly first fired into the Kachemak Bay Recovery Connections building on October 19th last year. Then again on November 11th, he shot twice into the Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic from a pickup truck, once in the morning and again in the evening. Three people, including two children, were nearby, but unharmed. He was arrested shortly after the second shooting. Seven of the 12 original charges were dropped. Under the agreement, Kelly will serve just over 8 years in prison, with additional time suspended and a decade of probation. He's barred from owning firearms and must get mental health treatment. Sentencing is set for October 1st in Homer. Federal prosecutors have dropped criminal charges against a Soldotna restaurant owner detained by immigration authorities in Washington. 47-year-old Francisco Rodriguez Rincon was indicted in March for allegedly re-entering the United States illegally after a prior deportation and falsely claiming U.S. citizenship when applying for an Alaska driver's license. But on Monday, Chief U.S. District Judge Sharon Gleason approved a government request to dismiss the charges without prejudice, meaning they could be refiled later. The move follows growing legal tensions after ICE detained Rodriguez Rincon despite his court-ordered release. Gleason had expressed concern earlier this month that the government failed to return him to Alaska for scheduled court proceedings. Rodriguez Rincon remains in ICE custody in Tacoma under a 1995 removal order. He fears prosecution if returned to Mexico, a claim that has delayed his deportation. Known locally as Pancho, he owns Senior Ponchos in Solagave, Mexico, both of which have closed. This is a developing story. You can follow for updates at RadioKenai.com. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Governor Mike Dunleavy is among a number of state leaders commenting on the shootings that killed a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband. Dunleavy called the shootings heartbreaking on Facebook and added, quote, "We all need to do our part to work at discussing our differences in a peaceful manner," end quote. State Senate Majority Leader Kathy Geisel said in a statement that safety concerns were the reason she voted to install metal detectors in the entrance to the state capitol in Juneau. She added that more will need to be done to protect lawmakers and noted that the Minnesota shootings happened at the lawmakers' homes. Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were both shot to death Saturday morning. State Senator John Hoffman were shot and wounded. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.